Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, July 22nd, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Slack filed a complaint with the European Commission accusing Microsoft of anti-competitive abuse of market dominance for tying Microsoft Teams to Office. Slack says this forces millions of Office customers to install Teams, blocks its removal, and hides the true cost. Microsoft has more than 75 million daily active users of Teams as of March. Slack last reported 12 million daily active users in October. Samsung announced the Galaxy Z Flip 5G. The foldable phone is mostly the same as the previous Z Flip, but with a Snapdragon 865 Plus processor and sub-6 GHz 5G radios. The Galaxy Z Flip 5G comes in gray and bronze and sells for $1,449.99, shipping August 7th. Samsung will announce five more new products at its Unpacked event on August 5th. Analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says Apple will include a periscope telephoto lens from Korea's Semco in its 2022 iPhone. Periscope lenses, like the one used in the Huawei P30 Pro, provide higher optical zoom in a more compact form factor suitable for smartphones. OnePlus announced its mid-range Nord phone, similar to the flagship OnePlus 8. The Nord has a 1080p OLED display with a 90Hz refresh rate, sub-6 GHz 5G modem, fast charging, and a 48-megapixel main camera sensor. However, unlike the OnePlus 8, the Nord has a slower Snapdragon 765G processor, a lower-resolution wide-angle camera, and a slightly smaller 6.44-inch screen. The Nord is available in blue and gray with 8GB of RAM and 128GB of storage for €399, or 12GB of RAM and 256GB of storage for €499. It'll be available August 4th in Europe, also coming to India, and a limited beta planned for the United States. OnePlus also announced the wireless OnePlus Buds with 30 hours of battery life for $79 or €89, available for pre-order now in India, Europe, and the United States. Twitter announced Tuesday it will stop recommending accounts and content related to a conspiracy theory called QAnon, including preventing related terms from showing up in search and trending topics. Twitter says it has also taken down 7,000 accounts related to the theory for breaking rules on targeted harassment. It will ban related URLs and prohibit swarming of accounts targeted by the theory. Twitter based its decision in part on the U.S. FBI's designation of QAnon as a potential domestic terrorist threat. Italy will investigate whether Apple and Amazon agreed to prevent other retailers from selling Apple and Beats products. Apple has an official program for retailers to sell its products, and Amazon is a part of that program. Facebook Messenger is adding controls to let users choose who can message them, who goes into a requests folder, and who is blocked from messaging at all. Messenger will also experiment with blurring images sent from people who aren't your friend on Facebook. Messenger's app lock feature is also now official. That one requires fingerprint or face unlock, if you choose to enable it, before accessing Messenger. The feature is live in iOS and coming soon to Android. Waymo has expanded its self-driving technology partnership with Fiat Chrysler to cover all of the car company's vehicles and future affiliates. Waymo will develop and test autonomous cargo vans and other light commercial vehicles as part of the new agreement, starting with the Ram ProMaster vans, which will be used by the Waymo Via trucking service. Lenovo announced the Legion Phone Dual with pop-up selfie camera embedded in the side of the phone. The idea seems to be to get a view of your face while you're playing games on the phone. It also has a 6.65-inch display with a 240Hz sampling rate and two 2,500 milliamp hour batteries for a total of 5,000 milliamp hours that can be fully charged in 30 minutes over USB-C. Specs runs the Snapdragon 865 Plus processor, up to 12 gigabytes of LPDDR5 RAM, 512 gigabytes of UFS 3.1 storage, and it's ready for the sub-6 gigahertz 5G spectrum. Has two USB-C ports, one at the bottom and one on the side, opposite of the pop-up cam. Ultrasonic sensors will let you map virtual buttons to the edge of the phone. The Legion Phone Dual comes to China this month, where it's actually called the Pro, not Dual, and then to select markets in Asia, Latin America, Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. Finally, Amazon is launching a feature called Alexa for Apps in preview for its voice assistant app today that lets you launch Android or iOS apps using voice commands. Examples include telling the assistant to launch Twitter and search for a hashtag, or launch TikTok and begin a video recording. Developers would have to have skills on the Amazon voice platform to make this work. Amazon has also announced a few other skills and improvements. Improved conversational models are coming, allowing for more natural voice commands, skill resumption, so you can pause a task to check in on another, like say a timer, and a quick leaks feature to let developers launch their skills from apps, websites, or ads. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.